Hi, if like a day knows me, Alan Smith, with Weekly Series of Today's paper on Wednesday, January 24th. So, front page of paper today is OAP faces Dubai jail in noisy neighbours row. So, Northeast Grandad fears he could be jailed in Dubai over a New Year's Eve party row with his daughter's noisy neighbours. Ian McKellar, 75, in Newton Hill, was visiting his family in the Middle East Emirate when he asked to relatively quiet in Dune. Mr. McKellar said he was pushed to the ground during the altercation, but instead found himself accused of trespassing in the neighbour's garden. A punishment for trespassing in Dubai can be several years in jail. Detained in Dubai, an organisation which helps expats facing problems with the justice system is fighting his case. CEO Radha Stirling said nobody would ever imagine that a polite request to turn the music down would result in a travel ban and criminal prosecution. If the case isn't dropped, Ian will likely end up in prisons notorious for human rights violations, and he simply doesn't deserve it. Last night, Ian and Mr. McKellar's neighbours in Newton Hill's Crosshillock Place said he really is a lovely guy. He's not the sort to get involved in trouble. The sooner he gets him, the better. Well, I'm sure he's saying the same thing, and I seen this on the news tonight. Actually, it was his wife. She has come home, and she was saying it was just a somebody just got way out of hand, and again, obviously he was going to be going to Bobby's to complain about the folk, but they got there first and accused him of this. So, no good. I hope it gets sorted out, and he gets home sooner rather than later, because a bit of a handbags, I think, maybe, but nae fine to be stuck over there. That's hanging over you. Now here's a Copy Toon. It could be in line for first Tesco superstore. So I says Stonehaven could get its first Tesco supermarket, creating about 100 jobs for the area. The supermarket giant has announced that it aims to build a superstore at the Stonehaven Gateway development. News of the development was first revealed last year with plans to include an electric vehicle charging hub. Today's involvement is a major step forward for the project, which is being brought forward by property company Ashfield Land. It will be built on a 5-acre site to the west of the roundabout that links the A90 and the AWPR Stonehaven interchange. Aberdeenshire Council approved plans for a petrol station and drive-through coffee shop at the same location last month. The update also comes after an announcement last month that Stonehaven's Copy petrol station at the Kirkton Road will be taken over by Tesco, with an express shop replacing the current Copy. Ashfield Land Director Stephen McGarva said there's been a huge interest in the project, and we're pleased to announce that we have now purchased the site in agreed terms with a quality operator in Tesco. Discussions are ongoing with a national operator for the e-electric vehicle hub, and we'll make an announcement in this shortly. Nicknamed Copy Toon, Stonehaven has been dominated by the retailer in recent times, but now only has two stores in the Toon following Tesco's purchase of the Kirkton Road petrol site. Well, actually, it is three, actually, because there's the big Ian, and there's the Ian in the middle of the Toon, and a little Ian, and then there's Ian up in the outskirts of Stonehaven, so I just been for the petrol station a bit. So I'll try and keep a P&J right there. But this has been going on for years, folk moaning about there maybe no competition for the Copy. So now they'll be beginning to get something just close by, and we'll see if it think of that. But hopefully the Copy won't give up without that fight. Now here is a support floods in for ex-football boss mauled by XL bully. So it says former football manager has been identified as an Aberdeen pensioner for was viciously attacked by his grandson's XL bully dog last week. Ex-Cove Rangers Peter Head and Bucky Thistle boss Dave Watson for 73 was mauled by the now destroyed animal named Gunner at his relative's home in Dice on Wednesday last week. He had turned up to visit his family's dogs at the property on Corrine Circle, but the kind gesture quickly turned into a nightmare. Gunner jumped out of the cage and went for Mr. Watson, for suffered quite serious injuries to his hands and face, his grandsons tell to P&J last Friday. The ordeal left the grandfather in need of surgery at Aberdeen Royal Infirmary, for he's now recovering. The North East Football World has been sending Mr. Watson get well messages as news of the attack spreads. Ian Wilson, if I was a Peterhead boss on either side of Dave Watson's tenure in the 94-95, said the absolutely shocking attack was devastating news that he learned for a WhatsApp group chat on Friday. He says it must be enough of frightening for both Dave and his wife. He says if anybody can recover for this, big Dave, well, he's a big, strong, fit lad, and hopefully he'll make a full recovery. He's such a pleasant guy and very sociable man, so the news came as a shock to the fitback community. I didn't realise it was him. I just had heard it was, it had been an attack or some description, but I didn't ken it was him. So, hopefully he'll make a full recovery and get back and out and go pretty soon. But, it's just very, 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 very horrible thing. It's just, it's a shame when this happens, because like I've heard lots of folk on speaking about SLCL bully dogs, for I've got them and says, and they just would trust them with their lives and, they bother only with their kids, they're placid, and it's maybe just how they're brought up for puppies. But, I think the time is to back your mind, you had a bit of fear about you, and maybe that's what the dogs pick up on. But, hopefully he gets all right anyway, that's the main thing. Now here's the biggest snow slip in years on Ben Nevis. So a huge avalanche has been recorded in the UK's highest mountain. A recorder for the Scottish Avalanche Information Service said it was the biggest he'd seen in years. It happened on Ben Nevis in Observatory Gully and was spotted on Monday. There's been big avalanches out of both Number 2 Gully area and Observatory Gully, as well as some littler rains, wrote the recorder. This included a nithering on the west face of Carnmore Diarg. I hadn't seen an avalanche on this face before, and now I've seen two in a couple of days. Over a season, you tend to get quite a lot of avalanche activity in Observatory Gully. However, this is the biggest Ian I've seen for a couple of years. In August, 163 mile an hour was also recorded in nearby Glencoe. Jesus, that would just knock you clean off your feet, I think. Three folk were caught up in the avalanche in the Cairngorms at the weekend. Fortunately, they had a lucky escape from smashing into a boulder field. The potentially deadly snowslide happened at 1,100 metres on the east side of the Cass Ridge in the northern Cairngorms on Saturday. A recorder for the Scottish Avalanche folk said the trio had fortunately managed to avoid being buried or injured. So, God almighty, that would be a guy fearsome thing now if he was trying to run out the road of that big avalanche in the I can quite believe it. Glencoe would be a very nippy place. It's a lovely, beautiful place when it's fine day, but when a mochy dark in a day, it's no good. And cruel as the snow that covers Glencoe and buries the house of MacDonald. Very true indeed. Now, just veer off a beaten track, maybe not a story with the paper as such, but a letter. And to the editor here, it's kind of struck a chord with me. So this is for a wife in Old Meldrum. She says, now, sir, we are all now wondering if we really have to get into Centre Aberdeen. Once upon a time, we could enjoy comparing goods available for big, lively stores like Fraser's, Marks and Sparks, E&M, Benzies, and lots of littler outlets in the market, George Street and Lower Union Street, all accessible by bus and within easy walking distance of each other. But our city planners have now forced development to off-centre locations and totally ignored how we get from A end to the other. They've trashed the heart of Aberdeen and also the beach and the bus station, while also making driving and parking a nightmare. They have demonised and harassed shoppers and long-established retailers and restaurants by encouraging all this new soul-destroying development in order to augment the city coffers and pay their own wages. All those international jaunts to see world-class cities for inspiration. Why not just have a look at Dundee or Newcastle? They laugh at us climbing stairs to the Trinity Centre and from the Green to Union Street. Fit about an escalator. How about encouraging the restaurants in the Green instead of making their life as difficult as possible with stupid restrictions? But never mind, while we trudge miles through wind and rain, we will soon have a bit less air pollution to worry about thanks to the low emission zone. Sorry, but no thanks and cheerio. It will be local shops or Amazon for shopping, and Spotify replaces the music hall. We will visit art galleries on holiday. So Well, that kind of says it all, and definitely how a lot of folk are feeling, I think, just now. So the fitter idea is, you know, the bus gates and all the restrictions that's on the go, it's just like the definite wind folk in the middle of Aberdeen, and by God, they're getting their way. And I'll just finish up with sport as normal, and back page paper today is Bisugin set for a move as McGarry rolled out. So this is Aberdeen winger Vincent Bisugin, looks set to return to the Netherlands. The 22-year-old has named a single appearance for the Dons so far this season. He's under contract till 2026, but he's understood to be close to completing a move to an unidentified second-tier Dutch club. So he joined Aberdeen for ADO Den Haag in January 22, but he's, you know, only made a couple of appearances for them. His last appearance for the Dons was in the 1-0 loss against Darvel in the Scottish Cup a year ago, so we'll see him there. Meanwhile, Aberdeen defender James McGarry is set to miss the next 3 weeks after suffering a fresh hamstring injury, so no good news on here, but well, wish that young lad had the best now if he gings back to Holland, and you know, hopefully he'll get a team that he can get a puckle games at, just as number two in Aberdeen, sometimes that happens. But you know, wish him all the best, and also the Dons for hopefully getting St Johnstone a good thrashing as we speak. So come on, Aberdeen. No, that's me done for today. That was just a wee puckle series of today's Press and Journal on Wednesday, 24th of January 2024. And it started off with a very, very windy morning. The day, wind was about 50-60 mile an hour gusts, most of the night and that. And, but it did do a bit as the day got on, and thank God for that, because I was out at my home town, Turf Inns, today at the Farmers Market here. It's held every Wednesday at Platform 22, cafe in the village, and you know, there wasn't an awful lot of us here, but the folk that come in about was very supportive, and had a good old day there, and yapping to some folk that can't like my relations, I think. So it was a very, very good day, and yeah, just had a tour about the whole place before I come home, and you know, by that time the wind had died down completely, and it was quite a bright, fine day actually in the afternoon, but it's certainly a bit cooler now at night time. So anyway, thank you very much for listening to this podcast. I hope you enjoyed it. If you did, please make sure and tell a pal about it. And if they can follow us on Spotify, that would just be the bee's knees. In the meantime, thanks very much. Cheers now. Toodaloo.